Good morning, my name is Samuel. I'm going to be your attendant in the conference. At this moment, we would like to welcome to the conference Acquisition of Assets of Distribution in the Tolima. Every single line will be put at mute to avoid any noise or something. After comments of the speaker will be a Q&A session. If you need to ask a question, just pulse asterisk keyboard and number one in your cell phone. Now we would like to give the floor to Ricardo Sierra, CEO Cielsa. Mr. Sierra. Thank you, Samuel. Good afternoon, everyone. This is not a typical time to do so because of the topic of the date, so we would like to please you to invite, so we would like to share that part with you guys first. This transaction that we're going to start today, we are really glad we work together, that you're going to see related that we're going to tell you. We do believe that we can create a lot of value. We hope you really are really enthusiastic as we are. So these you can find in our webpage, thatcelsius.com, the corporate profile and the presentation. To announce through this EPSA, we get the total of the assets of distribution and the compensation business because of electrical energy in Tolima. And currently, we operate for the Energetical Tolima's company. This transaction allows us to multiply the coverage of the business distribution in Colombia for more than 491,000 users and 1,001,000 clients assisted with our services. We need to reach the Tolima department, which covers 3% of the Colombian population. We're talking about 7 municipalities, even Ibagué, which is really agro-industrial center, commercial and businesses, with some opportunities and increasing really important opportunities too. The value of the transaction includes 75 substations and 11,000 kilometers of the net of distribution, 2 projects of generation of photovoltaic, which has a value of 1.68 billion pesos. I would like to highlight that EPSA is buying the assets and in the market of commercialization and not the society of the stocks in the same one. As a business of distribution of commercialization in Tolima, we will continue to be operated by the Inner Tolima until the transaction will be perfect, which we are waiting at least like the second quarter of this year. This term, we hope it will be multiplied and produce other authorizations like the permissions, concessions, and highest materials. As follows, I'm going to tell you some relevant topics related to the construction and opportunities of creation of value that we have in Tolima. First of all, the distribution assets and the business of commercialization of Tolima generating at the deep total 170,000 million pesos in 2018, which is give us an indicator, enterprise value, EBITDA, of the acquisition of 9.9 times, as well as the same multiple of transactions that we have observed in the latest 4 years in Latin America. Inclusive are over the average of 11.4 times when you take into account the recent transaction by Transelec in Chile, which reached 18.2 times. And it's more important with the experience and operational excellence of the team of EXAM, we have the entrance of a new period of distribution according to Resolution 015 of 2018 of the CERG. We can get these assets of the EBITDA yearly 198,000 million, which we have an indicator, EBITDA, projected to 12 years, like 8.5 times. Opportunities of value creation And EPSA and Tolima, they're really positive ones as well. And the impacts in our numbers are really interesting. So it has an increase in the consolidated in 25%, and the business percent of the distribution will be 50%. We see a detail related to the creation of value that we prevent with these assets. The new regulatory framework of business of distribution, I mean the resolution 015, establishes some incentives that improve the incomes in order to have a better gestion of manage for the reduction of loss of energy and the improvement of the service quality. Two things related to this business, they have some opportunities importance that improves and have been penalized in the penalties in the past. This business plan traced in 3 years with the Tolima's operation should have more indicators similar to the Valle del Cauca that we have. The limited of losses in EPSA is near 8%. In the meantime, Tolima is multiplied and reaches 16%. The level of losses in Tolima, which is around 230 gigawatts per year, we hope lead them to the levels of 100 gigawatts per year, so we can have a leverage in Nova, which is experience cultivated because of our teams in the Valle and the projections, and intelligent and measured manage as well. That's why we have the best quality indicators and losses in the country as well. As well, opportunities of improvements and indicators of quality are very big. In EPSA, we have some indicators of SAIDI, the lasting of interruptions, and SAIFI, which is the frequency of the interruptions, of 11.7 hours and 15.1 times. Respectively, in Tolima, those same indicators are 53 hours and 60 times, comparison with the 11 ones that we had. And 70 times because of just one time. At the same term of 3 years, we hope a diminishing at least 16% in the SAIDI and 40% in the SAIFI. So there is a work, it's a really interesting job that is coming from the professional side, and when there is an important capture value. Regulation establishes as well that this expense of AOM is calculated of database getting of the companies as a group and distribution because of the quality of the service. Our plans face into quality and efficiency of these expenses allows us improve in the future and a better knowledge as well as experience and EPSA related to maintenance of the distribution networks in the construction of projects, as well as we showed in the Plan 5 Caribe, allowed to capture efficiencies in the value units, constructive ones, which means the capacity to become some projects in CAPEC, and the negotiation that we have according to the equipment allows us to capture an important value in this case because that we had and that we have at this moment in Tolima. So the more efficient effect of an operation and a better quality is a lower quantity of gigawatts per year with both the diminution of the penalties of quality according to the interruptions of the service. We're going to be translating EBITDA and increasing EBITDA in the coming years. We have an already clear objective, and it's to increase between 30% and 45% in the EBITDA per client in Tolima, because currently it's near 346,000 pesos, and in EPSA overcomes 541,000 pesos. Related to the users, the year increasing average is located between 3 and 3.5%. The market is composed in 1%, 91% in the residual, and 8% because of the commercial. The 1% remained is distributed in between the official market and the industrial market. So we're talking about the residential market. We highlight the 94% belongs to the straits of 1, 2, or 3. And we need to check our operation in the Valle del Cauca related to EPSA and demand of energy, demanding energy, prevented for mainly of the residential, industrial, and commercial. So as you see, in two very similar markets, that allows us to take advantage of those capacity to work in a very efficient way related to these two markets. These transactions present a huge opportunity for the creation of value at Tolima, due to we can continue working with the activities that the company has been developing, which is, generates important resources. In addition, we'll be reaching our portfolio to efficiency products that we have been launched in the Valle del Cauca and some other regions in Colombia. Related to the way of payment of the acquisition is previsto by 2019, we pay 1.57 billion or 2020. We make an additional payment for 30,000 million in order to pay immediately. EPSA, it will be some credits as a bridge. And in a short term, EPSA, this will be in the structure of capital, which will be combined related to resources through to an emission of bonds in the market, as well as local capitals and optimizers. And in addition, the EPSA stockholders have manifested that their support in this operation in order to be able to contribute to the strength of necessary things. And for the previous thing, the Board of Trustees authorized to do some necessary transactions because of the Superintendent's Finance of Colombia to enhance the global amount of the program of emission. We're talking about an addition of 1.1 billion Colombian pesos. As a consequence, we're going to reach 2.1 billion Colombian pesos. This way, we need to start talking about the submission of our bonuses will be 1.1 billion. From those, 800,000 million will be destinated to pay the acquisition of the operations in Tolima, and 300,000 million to strengthen the liquidity and company, making a reprofiling of the debt, which is the deadline 2019. With this mission, we hope to long the medium life, not superior to 8 lives, because currently it's 6.9. As well, we're going to keep the something in the near 300,000 million for a future, so some working in those transactions. The acquisition, we're going to have an indicator of debt in EPSA of 3.9 to the close of the first semester of the year. To 2019, this indicator will be 2.6. For 2021, this indicator will be 2.0. This indicator is according to the qualification AAA of the company. By their side, in effect, of Celsius consolidated will be debt EBITDA or 4.4 times to the middle of the year, and 3.5 times of the closing 2018 year. Indicator, which is really no overcoming, observed in 2015 or 6 times when we faced the phenomenon of El Niño affected and adverse regulation of the generators, of thermal generators as well. A very important matter here is the cash flow, which is generated in operations in Tolima, which allows us to comply with the interest of the new debt and to fund the capex and to pay the taxes of the Tolima, which is just a negative flow near 15,000 Colombian pesos, so it can be covered of the operations of EPSA. Such a way, the organization will be able to continue with the strategy of renewables and unconventional ones and to go deep into the portfolio of the customers. I would like to highlight the acquisition of the business of distribution and communication of the Tolima has a rational strategic and financial strength, with a potential of increasing in solid one added to the focus to the customer service, offers to the organization huge opportunities, strategic ones, to enhance our presence and capacity to assist clients in Colombia. We give the welcome to the exceptional team of Colima with all the good energy of Celsius. As we know just a little bit to end it up to the introduction part, I would like to tell you here with us, Santiago Arango, our legal leader, in order to apply some question or something, and Angarita as well, and all our investors, here's Natalia as well, ready to assist. Any questions that you could have? Any questions? Welcome. Samuel, we're done. At this moment, I would like to remind you, please, to do some questions. You just have to use the topic asterisk for asking questions. And the first questions coming from Juan Diego Intragüe, Bancolombia. Thank you very much for the presentation. Good afternoon, you all. I'm going to ask you three questions. The first one is a little bit related to the asset that you're acquiring and to know a little bit more about features, own features of those things in order to be easier to be operated. The geographic of the Tolima department is completely different from the Valle del Cauca geography, so it's more like broken, so could be just for the matter of interruptions or, let's say, to assistance to the network. So what kind of difficulties we can face? Which characteristics or features are similar to the other ones related to the behavior of the customers related to the portfolio? So I guess that is the first one. And the second one is related to the creation of value and creation of EBITDA that you have presented recently when you mentioned, and the message is that through the last losses or improve the quality, thanks for the regulatory framework, is going to enhance or to increase the EBITDA. So apparently it will gonna be focused because of the line optimization of the costs and the structure to operate those assets, but EBITDA, I would like to know why a huge difference because of the consumption of energy. But you compare Tolima of EPSA as well, or to gigawatts per year per client to 6.7 is related to the regulators and non-regulators. Well, and how could be potentialized the indicator for enhancing the consumption of energy in this case in order to be really similar to the EBITDA. And finally, the third one is related to the matter optimization of assets that you're saying as a founding part of the transaction. Can we wait some investors well, investments with the assets that you're buying at the Tolima? And let's say, and how with the cash flow of the company of EPSA related to the behavior of profits, or I don't know how it could be handled in a short term. They're good questions and a very complete. That difference. We have 42 municipalities and they have 47, but basically with the same regulations. So what we in fear here, there is a department with low too many circuits. When you see indicators of quality, they have been affected because of the infrastructure. They acquire to less investments and as a network that we can reach. When you see that combination, clearly we have an operational challenge that is achieved clearly because of the infrastructures. And up there we achieved to integrate the asset is not just a challenge. There are some value zones that perfectly we can combine, and there we have a very good experience as well. I don't know if there is something in order to comply or as an extra comment according to this. Yes, well done. The only thing that I would say related when we see the number of kilometers and the number of substations, basically the same quantity of kilometers of substations that we operate in the Valle del Cauca zone, as Ricardo said, topographically and according to a configuration of this, well, I guess one of the most interesting things of these acquisitions, Diego, I guess the portfolio has a very stable behavior. Those portfolio of the markets will be according to these kind of alternatives. We have this service, and according to this valley, it has a behavior which is really variable behavior.
of that company to have some customers not satisfied with the level of service that you said so much, but we are really good at gather of collecting of a portfolio. So that's pretty good to us. I'm gonna go deep in with Esteban related to EBITDA and overcome related to optimization that explain to us the effect of why we're reaching 115 million when we get the asset. Basically, because of some effect. So the most important here we haven't done in our accounts, our numbers, optimization of the infrastructure of the personnel. We do now. We have an infrastructure because it is gonna be redundant with the effects that the company has been increasing. So we need to increase as well to many areas because there is no synergy because of the things of savings from the expenses side. What we have clearly is synergy. And if you want, Esteban, can you tell us a little bit more about it? Is the CapEx and surely and the way we handle the assets. Okay, well, the thing of EBITDA, Diego, basically is composed by three important parts. As Ricardo said in the teleconference, we have some opportunities of the distributions. We have some opportunities of site to site and level of losses with a regulatory framework related to allows us to reset to the level that they came. I'm talking about the same improvement path in order to have the knowledge of the investments and the knowledge of the possibilities according to the rates. What we can see there is a significant difference related to the operation here in the Valle to make those paths will be strength and something stronger because we have some incentives as well in order to improve the quality, which is translated just in a part of the reduction of costs. On the other side, more knowledge related to the knowledge of the expenses as well and quality of the service itself. That is really relevant side of the EBITDA. So, and according to continue talking to the knowledge of expenses as well. And on the other side, according to losses and structures directly associated to quality and these kind of things, we need to add, obviously, the hiring strategy, which is a company, which is a distributor. It's a distributor itself. It's not gonna be integrated. So let's say, but it's just an experience from our side in order to talk about this. And it's just one of the part of the questions that you were talking about the gigawatts, because this market doesn't have an important account of users. Tolima has the biggest quantity in the customer's database of regulated market. And also there's an important part of the difference of the consumption when the integration of Posterior's one with our business will give us new opportunities to capture new customers in that department. And that currently, in fact, the market is in some other commercializers' hands, and some very important zone, a very hard workers zone when we can give a fight in order to start struggling with these kind of situations. Yes, even I think we're going to do reference on our philosophy. We don't care about the energy consumption itself because the energy consumption will be efficient as well according to give a good service to the market. According to the economical ranges, we're in the commercialization with some products of energetic efficiency that we don't need them to use less, that are gonna be an efficient and productive way. Basically, in order to have this capture of market as well, because of the Tolima has lost, definitely. And we're gonna have some pushing situation team as well. But we believe we're gonna have an important market according to the assets as well. What can you tell us? Well, according to the structure, Diego, of the structuration, the structure of the assets that we have seen, they're a kind of assets that kind of have some assets or EBSA or CSA or maybe the operation, but beyond assets operations, where we haven't seen, there are some opportunities that in certain kind of assets, you can ask some partners and with the partners to gather liquidity. We were mentioning there is an amount of importance of stockholders in order to create this operation. Let's say you have a capital operation, a visible one, for the future. We think that line of optimization would be great, if not more relevant, in the conjunction of the solutions. But we do believe the assets that we have built up has a really important value to combat, if you want, with some investors, part of those assets, and to have a really important profitability, keeping, of course, the control of any of the operations that we have seen there, just a little bit related to where we have been moving forward. A little bit more the answer, so we're taking some considerations, Diego, that you need to understand. On the other hand, related to dividends, how to explain, of course, and talking about the millions in CELSA, so the dividends, we don't consider they will be affected. So the delivery of the dividends policies will be great as well. That is something that we hope that won't be affected. I don't know if we answered your whole questions. Yes, perfect. Thank you very much. Thank you. Next question, Catherine Ortiz, Corredores da Vivienda. Good afternoon. Thank you very much for this space. I also have too many questions. We would like to start if you can tell us a little bit more information in detail related to the CAPEX that we need to develop to reach those increasing levels of EBITDA that you propose in your these coming years, and some details and the presentation of this information, it'll be yearly or of the total until 2022. And second, if those estimations that you're presenting here, they have into account a preliminary of or assets incomes related to the new methodology and the CREP, and if we are able to have a guideline in that way. And on the other hand, is related to the ones you were talking about, synergies related to the current contracts on River Tolima. They are more or less to how much time and when we can see the buying and purchase of energy contracts, that we can see in some negotiations with some of our commercializers. And on the other hand, in the text that we were mentioned before, so we were listening to Ricardo, because of the stockholders of CELSA, they can contribute with the strength of capital of the company. As well, you guys consider it will be necessary that we can have a contribution because of the additional stockholders, just to clarify. I understand no, because the situation we were discussing. But, well, I don't know if or you can tell us a little bit more in detail related to it. Thank you, Catherine. They're fantastic questions. I'm going to start by the final one related to the commitment and the enthusiasm that was generated by this operation. And clearly, you have told us everything according to the strength to us to have a capital infrastructure. In these coming months, we're going to talk about submission of bonuses related to the acquisition of it, and we're going to start talking something related to what kind of infrastructure is going to be needed and capital in order to strengthen that one. So just as a matter, we have a lot of things, a lot of science because of the support of everyone. Let's talk about the CapEx and Grab as well. I'm going to start with the second question, Catherine, because indeed, all the operation of the company takes into account this kind of distribution of positions that we have been moving forward in the Tolima because of the market of distribution. They have done a series of, they were presenting some information in time in order to know their weaknesses and tasks and conditions, because we need to understand the conditions as well. And let's say, we're going to talk about 900,000 millions in order to know the acknowledgments of the regulated assets for the market at the Tolima. And the CapEx currently basically also presented an agenda of CapEx as well for the first coming years, which is very clear for the first 5 years. Facing telling you the yearly numbers, it wouldn't be a coherent situation because, first of all, we need to get to understand clearly the plan to be able to reach after closing to do a distribution of the markets of every single of the lines as well. And to be able to make decisions, go deep in decisions because of the course of action as well, in order to have some adjustments. What we can say here is going to be some regulatory situations because we want to reach some kind of objectives and losses in quality, or something more with CapEx that generally we do it because it's something really happy because it's increasing. Because of the kind of matters that we reached up there in order to be a contributor as a cash flow as well. And related to contracts, there are some differentials of all the contractors that we have around the country because we have some contracts of 2 or 3 years. When can we start seeing them in order to reach the whole operation that we can say again to make decisions related to hiring, and we will be able to tell you guys about the information that you have there in order to the operations. Please give us a little bit more patience because in every single situation we need to start generating the strategy of hiring as we already have to make decisions, and we see commercialization things. It's something that is a common basis, a daily basis thing, because we will continue working on that. Catherine, I would like to clarify something. Related to EPSA's procedures are committed with the thing of the ones we are talking about the same level. Yeah, the CVC and you guys, perfect. There is something to clarify in the presentation appears just a cash flow and a CapEx of 70,000 million from 2019. That cash flow is contemplated, is not the whole year, or is just the only thing that you take the operation? Because the EBITDA that appears here is 132 million. It's only from. It's just from the moment of the closing time. We have an estimated of the first 2019 per closing. We're talking about with US simulation. We closed in May as well. We are talking about 8 months of the year that we have here. Okay. I'm sorry, just the last questions. We're going to be able to know the business who is with because of the communicator, you're not going to buy exactly. You're buying too many stockholders to the Electricity Tolima's company in the Tolima, some assets. It's a purchase of the establishments of the commerce that do the business in order to be able to buy them directly to the company. Perfect. Thank you very much. That company, as well as the operation, has some other matters with the Pereira's distribution as well, which is not part of the commercialization. Thank you. Thank you very much. Ezequiel Fernández, de Credicorp. Next question. Good afternoon, and thank you very much for the presentation. In fact, it's very completed. I have a bunch of questions which are really quick ones. If you know, you wouldn't like, we're going to go one by one. First of all, it's related to the assets, because of the 100% of the equity, 1.6 million Colombian pesos. I would like to know a part of the difference of 1.7 on 1,000 million. There is some like a debt, or you're assuming, or just it? Well, there is a payment per access. And with the 180 ED, with the operations, we're bringing a small portion of, because of the origin that they have. And we're doing some just little adjustments. So that's why the difference of the values, because that's the difference of the things that we need to buy according to the adjustments of the closing thing, in order to have variable. And the only thing up there is really important one to mention, 30,000 of those 1.6 will be paid in 2020. And 1.7 will be the ones will be paid. It's clear for me. Thank you very much. On the other side, there is a pension plan in the Tolima? No. It's a very young company, in fact. So basically what we've got, after a substitution of the employees in that operation, obviously with the historical, laboral historical, according to the company as well. Perfect. Thank you. And you had the information related to the evaluation of assets or the place or something, I don't know how do you call it, related to regulatory assets in the last rate procedures in the Tolima? The last procedures in Tolima is in court because they haven't have a resolution so far, as well we have something in the firm, but what we can tell you, Tolima has been eradicated on charges and positions with a regulated base is about 1.5 billion pesos. Perfect, very good. And on the other hand, what is the regulatory limit of losses that we apply in the Tolima? In these coming years, in this coming rate period. And then this new thing is related to the fishing topics. It's going to be changed, which basically they have a commitment, let's say values in 10 years. Well, we're going to start from 16% of losses, and they get lower to 10 or 12% in the end of the decade, and that plan currently, it has been evaluated, and it should be part of the evaluations once the commission pronounces itself. It's not just one, it's a losses period. And the final one, the EBITDA, is basically according to that amount, according to the objective in 2022. Though that amount is an estimated 12 months, according to the rate and another difference of the market, according to May, and according to 12 months, the EBITDA, take into consideration the way they have presented. Those 112,000 million is not taken into consideration with the rate or 11.8, right? Yes, it has to take into consideration according to our synergy, because as we were saying in the teleconference, very clear. And final part, you need to clarify if you feel comfortable with the level of net debt according to the gathering in 2019. We will be able to say there is another expansion capital. Is that correct? Yes, we don't count on them perfectly. It was clear. Thank you very much. Thank you very much because of your time. And thank you for the presentation. Thank you very much. Diana Mosquera from Sura. Next question. Hello. Good afternoon for the presentation. Two questions. I would like to tell you about the expected return with this operation. Secondly, you were mentioning there were some projects or voltaic projects. I don't know if you can tell us a little bit more color related to those topics. Perfect. I would like to start with the second one. Basically, they were doing some solar productions in the Tolima. We are talking about 16 megawatts because it was the phase one. We're going to take those ones as well as we finish all the effort that we have in the organization to try to materialize as soon as possible according to the Department of the Tolima. It has a complement as well because remember that we are doing a 10 megawatts project and currently in order to facilitate all the alternatives. I'm talking about returns, Esteban, which is something that it has been asking more questions related to the topic. Related to returns, we are hoping, as we have been seeing in all the teleconferences, the creation of value and to try that we have found and the total of the operations overcomes the average of our sources of information. What we have been doing here in this construction is a positive construction. Obviously, the first year is a little bit difficult year due to the assets. And in a really quick way that we have been seeing here is in the double digits. Upper double digits is a really sustainable way, which is coherent with the expectation of creation of value related to the stockholders. What we have been seeing here with the acquisition related to the synergy incorporated that we have been saying that allows us to have some creation of many points as well and the consumption of the levels of the capital that we have been saying before. Even when you see facing the WACC that we have as a company, talking about 9 or 9.4%, depending on the picture versus that we have been seeing here before, because of these flows without synergy is a really important value change related to the grabbing and to materialize certainly clearly in 2020 of this, the year 12 of this acquisition. Every single assessment of the projects of expansion, of enhancing of the projects that we have been seeing in the company, they are overseen over that site and part of the a mission of the team, as we have been seeing here, because we need to continue working over on our own capital. So that is a really interesting topic matter, Diana, because we are really enthusiastic about this transaction. We need to start creating that angle of value. Okay, thank you very much. Catherine Ortiz, La Vivienda Corridors. Next question. I already participated. Thank you very much. I don't know why you thought I was going to ask you something. But anyway, I would like to confirm only the 30% of increasing of the EBITDA is from 2018 to 2020. That we have been indicated is the one that will be possible to grow in the first years and first months as well. Related to the digits in the Tolima. Okay, thank you very much. Diego Huitrago from Bancolombia, next questions. Good afternoon. I don't know, I would like to take advantage of this space. I would like to say two things. First of all, if we have the conditions of the credit for the transaction, and two, is related to the plan of investments that it was presented for Tolima, for these assets, for these rates. Is there any possibilities that certainly you have an extra CapEx in order to be able to improve those losses. And well, due to the Tolima, we have some CapEx and investments as well. So it's going to be contemplating the new regulations as well to execute a better CapEx will be recognized in these rates, or how do you think about it kind of works this compensation thing of there's more rates? Hopefully, we are not going to give some answers related to this because regulations and currently rates will be due to the communication and CapEx to be given, because basically what we've got in this module is that even the new investments will be profitable because of the perspective of quality and losses, even if the knowledge of the investments take too long to the next rate. It's not a huge concern by that side, because we have some certain moments to present those new investments within the new rates. And the credit bridge as well. Oh, sorry, I was forgotten. So the conditions of the bridge, the credit, are good ones. And at this moment, we cannot give you the numbers because we are certainly in the negotiation with the different banks that we are working with us, and certainly when we give the announcement of the closing up there, we're going to be able to give you the conditions of the Puentes credit. Yes, Diego, we are in the phase in order to know who's going to take the business itself because of the demanding of the operation. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Diego. And at this moment, we have three more questions from chat. Carlos Rodriguez from Sexinco. The first question is related to the creation of value with the CRD of the Celcia and Tolima, and how it'll go with the new acquisition, the ROIC, to generate better conditions. They say that we were saying just a little bit ROIC. That's currently to 2018. It's a couple of points over the WACC, our WACC, as Ricardo said, where we take the picture of the end of 2018 will be about 12 on the Celsius situation will be more than 10% on 2018. So we could have better points overcoming that part with the acquisition, because that 10% continues in an increasing path, and 9.5 or 9.54 will be according to we have seen a creation of value and acquisition as improvements that we have been facing here. As we have been working in the new business, will be better results, and according to that, we can see that part as a contributor at the ROIC for the organization and for the stockholders as well. The next question from Rodriguez says, seeing multiple EV/EBITDA 2018-2019, the growth is kind of marginal, totally mass improvement. Because of the losses, why the reason of that increasing of the marginal increased? I do believe just a little bit. The question is 9.9 of the value, and according to the new rate, according to that one, according to the multiple, it has to be related to 9.9. To 8.5, and that will be multiplied in the rentability matters. We are talking the synergies that we need to start getting some captures related to the CapEx and efficiency of the ways that we need to capture just a little bit. And next questions related to Rodriguez reads, why we can buy an asset and leave the asset, for example, Celsius, they haven't been doing some transactions and they have been lower. And in addition, at the Tolima with the comparable, they have some indicators over those peers. I would believe, as follows, there is some growth reasons, really valuable and strategics, because we have no portfolio problems, and obviously that these kind of things that we are looking for is 8.5, and is pretty cheap related to the things. If you can see, for example, of the assets, that what happened in Brazil, in Sao Paulo, they had some players, big players, and they paid a lot of things, a lot of rates. So to get some assets this time is very interesting and really valuable for the company too. The reasons here are because of the efficiencies. They are going to be really important as well because of the losses of the agendas and the capex. They are not minor values, but we would like to add this as a paramount part, but the operation is sustainable by itself. On the other side, hopefully we're going to be able to give you good news. And in the end of the question, is related to the answer. There are some assets, and when you find some indicators, is when we need to start creating more values in that way, maximum in a regular.
Of the Celsius action, we have been working with those multiples, so that's transaction. So we're doing some financial with some our own resources, with the finance to rates and some what's, which are really interesting ones. On the other side, the price in the stock market will be a small packages as well, according to these numbers. So anyway, there's some significant operations in the assets as well. Well, to close, to everyone, I know that it's Friday. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. Women that we are with here, a happy Women's Day as well. We are really happy, and we're really glad to be here. I hope you can have with the same enthusiasm that you have as well as we are. Have a nice weekend. That's the way we conclude this conference. Thank you very much to you all for your participation. You can unplug.